Coach, just want to start off with some general comments about today's victory.
Yeah, I thought this was a big test for us. Obviously, we had a shorter rotation in the post with Anna out today, and I thought people really stepped up when their names were called. And it was a gritty win, you know, and I thought we did a really good job on the defensive end to get the stops that we needed to get. We usually track stops, score stops. We had 9 today, which was probably our season high. So really just proud, especially of the defensive effort.
So you guys had a lot of offensive success, especially with Caitlin Wiemar. And how do you think that her impact on the game, because obviously it takes a whole team, not just one player, but how do you think that her impact on the game encouraged her teammates to play with her and play together?
Yeah, you know, Kate brings so much more than just the scoring piece, which is a big statistic that a lot of people see. And aside from the rebounding piece too, even today, you know, she almost had a triple double even with her blocks. So she did a really good job today being high on the ball screen coverage and be able to get some blocks off of the ball screen where they could have had open shots at the end of shot clocks that would have hurt us. So she did a phenomenal job there. The other piece that I continue to talk about is just how many fouls that she attracts and gets not only herself to the free throw line, but the team. And we get in the bonus because of her, and we get people in foul trouble because of her. So that's a big stat that on a stat sheet a lot of people don't look at. But she had, you know, eight times she was fouled today. And that's usually double digits for her. So she impacts the game in so many different ways and such a huge capacity, more than just, you know, the scoring and the rebounding piece and then the energy that she brings, you know.
And similar-ish question, but like on a specific aspect, at multiple points in the game, Kate was triple teamed near the rim, which of course opened up multiple looks throughout that game, and at one point led to an Alex 3. And how important is it to have a player like Kate who attracts so much gravity, especially down low? How important is that to your planning, to your coaching, to what sets you run, to what actions you do, everything?
Yeah, you know, and this has been kind of how the league has tried to guard her the last couple of years. And with the triple teams in the past, you know, she may not have been able to find out as easily, where she's become a really good passer this year. And that's been a focus of hers, is how can she share the ball better and find what's open. We've had our 4 player typically dive off of that, open up a window opposite for shooters. And I really attest how high we shoot. Typically today wasn't, you know, our highest day shooting from 3, but typically we're shooting at a good clip from 3 as well. And I attest that a lot to the triple teams from Kate, which gives us wide open uncontested threes.
This game brings you 10-1 at Case Gym this year, and it gives you your 19th win in the last 20 regular season home games. How important is it for your guys' identity as a team to maintain that home dominance and to make Case Gym a very, very difficult time for the opposition?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really crucial. I think we're really comfortable here. We're confident. You know, we're playing in front of families and friends and fans and, you know, the fellow student body and things like that. So I think the comfortability gives us a lot of confidence. It gives us energy where, you know, we go on the road and that's where we've been struggling a little bit. We've had to find our own energy at those points. And it's been a tougher time with such a young team. So we're really trying to find that piece of ourselves as we're traveling. But here, it's really, really helpful to have the band, the cheerleaders, dance, everybody supporting us and, you know, getting us going and giving us some energy.
And final question, you guys kept it close in the first, but you picked up starting the second and never looked back. Was there a moment for you, like within that period of time, that you guys knew you had to kind of like put your foot on the gas a little bit more? And how did you guys go about that?
You know, we've talked a lot about that in huddles at halftime. One, how do we play with a lead? And two, how do we stop a run and go on our own run? You know, and what that looks like and what are the adjustments that we have to make? And I thought they did a really good job. We talked at halftime. I thought it was a really good defensive effort at the half that we had, and we talked a lot about the offensive adjustments we wanted to make, and I thought, you know, we executed better as far as finding out, sharing the basketball, getting it inside out, and we got, you know, much higher percentage looks in the second half, and I thought we continued our defensive pressure intensity. The switches were really good for us today, so I thought we you know, had put together almost a full 40 minutes of the defensive side, which I was happy with.
I just have one more question, and I just wanted to ask about how your regular season is coming to a close in a bit. There is still some time, but I just wanted to ask about a reflection on the season, and more specifically, most recently, and how do you think that will lead you guys into the playoff post-regular season?
Yeah, I think we have already overcome a lot throughout the season. You know, I thought we had a really good non-conference where we overachieved being so young and so new. I only have 5 kids returning from last year, and only 2 of them played significant minutes. So we were very, very new. And trying to figure out, you know, how long will it take for us to gel together and know how to play with each other and read each other. And, you know, I thought we picked that up really quickly, and it's a reflection of how close they are off the floor. And they have a really good bond off the floor. So I was really, really happy with the non-conference. And then going into, you know, Patriot League season, it's always tough. This conference is really competitive. Anyone can win on any night. And so I think it's been teaching us, you know, obviously we need to get better on the road. And I think we've come to a point where we're confident at home, that we need to be ready every single night, that everyone's going to bring their best, you know, that we are the reigning regular season champions until somebody else wins it. And they have to understand that, even though it is a new team. So really happy with that, the progress of understanding those things and coming out ready to go, especially the start of games and the start, like even the start of this half, I was really happy with, where we didn't come out as flat in after the halftime. You know, the turnovers piece, I'm really happy in reflecting on where we've come. And we were in the 20s a lot of times in the beginning of the season, and now we've got it down to, you know, 10. And now today was, what, 9 turnovers today, I think we had. You know, if we can keep it that low, I'm really happy with that too. That means we're executing our offense at a high level. So I'm really happy and reflecting on those pieces. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to improve throughout the rest of this conference play as we head into playoffs.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so sorry if I cut you